what's to come. Orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it through to Friday night. You've made it through to the one radio show that probably has not been linked to the Ashley Madison scandal. It's World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, G. Todd Underhill. On my left-hand side, back where he belongs after our long week off, he is Michael Amade.
I know, it was kind of a weird thing being on stage without you guys last week.
I got to say, it was kind of... I was in the audience. I was out of sorts because of a cold that I'm still working on.
Yeah.
And to see... It was very surreal. First off, anybody that pays attention to Facebook saw that I met a 10-foot-tall interdimensional being named Steve. That was weird.
Yeah.
And just the whole night was, it was exquisite. I can't even begin to describe it. You need to go see one of Silent Still's shows like that to understand the full depth of sheer talent involved on the stage.
Well, and one of the things, it's called Rock Circus Masquerade, so it was acrobats and all kinds of stuff. But it was a lot of fun. I was really happy you guys were there. And thank you for everything. Thanks for the support.
Someone that was sitting right next to me in the middle of this amazing, I won't even say it was a concert, event. He is the Half Squatch.
It was definitely an event. And it was a great event, too.
No, thank you, guys.
That turnout was good.
I got to say, the
crowd reaction was good.
They've had a few shows around here, but they really brought in a huge fan base. It was amazing.
Well, pretty unknown in... Okay, so for a band that's pretty unknown in Denver, to fill a theater, essentially fill a theater like that, pay everybody, and set, you know, make a multi-thousand dollar profit.
Yeah.
Great night.
Great night.
Really good.
All right. So we're back to doing poetry. We have three sponsors that help us do that. First and foremost, our longest sponsor, naturebox.com. You want to eat healthy. You want to live healthy. I want to be healthy. Check out naturebox.com. You're going to want non-GMO, sugar-free, gluten-free snacks. They're a subscription service. You sign up for them. They send it to your door. You don't even have to go to the store and get them. That way you're not tempted to get the ding-dongs, the Twinkies, and the other crap like that.
If you're hungry, take it to the mother. The mother box. Nature box.
Mother nature.
I was going to feel like I should right afterwards have some sense where I'm like, I also like to break a mental sweat, too.
Yes.
I can tell.
And, of course, Good Morning Snore Solution. My wife can tell you, lately I've been snoring like a bear. And the reason being is it's cold. But
you're one of those that we've been hearing.
Oh, you're a bear. Yeah. You wear leather? Is that kind of your thing?
I wear pleather, my friend.
Anyway.
You know how many trees pleather kills? Just for the signs, protest signs? Come on now.
Wow.
All right.
I'm sorry. Good morning, snore solution.
What? Yes. My wife's wishing that I had it right now.
Yeah.
Because I am snoring because of this cold. She's like, why don't you use your own sponsor? And I'm like, well, I'm trying to get them to send me a free appliance. So the best way to do that is to, if you're listening, order an appliance. Tell them J. Todd sent you. That way they can send me one and my wife can sleep happily.
Way to put the guilt on other people.
Well, you know.
Hey. Are you sure you're not Catholic?
No, but I know many. All right. And, of course, KNET Books. Now, my daughter just returned to school.
Yeah.
And yeah. I keep urging her. I'm like, check out KNET Books. She's like, Dad, they're a sponsor of your show. I don't want to. I'm like, just use them. If you want to learn something, anything, knetbooks.com, check them out.
That's why would she not? That's crazy.
You know, Dad's not cool, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. All right. Fair enough.
All right. So they put on this, they help us put on this show We want to thank them. You're going to help us put on the show, too. And how you do that is you call up and you share your poetry. You're going to dial 720-240-9766, but not before I tell you the rules. You're going to want free of any hate speech. Yes. You're going to want your poetry without the magical F-bomb. 1 to 3 minutes long. And, of course, if you're going to advertise, put it in a damn poem.
That's right.
So, now you're going to want to call 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766. We need 5 callers.
Call now. September 19th, World Poetry Open Mic, in collaboration with Java Jam Cafe, proudly presents POSIC, a festival of poetry and music. 10 poets, 10 music acts, all sharing one stage. Show starts at 4 p.m. and ends when we're damn good and ready.
Well, around 10 p.m., okay?
At Java Jam Cafe is located at Lone Tree, Colorado, just south of Denver, right next to the Lincoln Avenue Station on Light Rail Line E. POSIC Fest, brought to you by Java Jam Cafe
and World Poetry Open Mic.
Saturday, September 19th at Java Jam Cafe. Don't miss it. Damn straight, don't miss it. You don't want to miss that. We're working really hard. POSIC's going to be broadcast live to our audience on our website.
That's right. You're going to get hours upon hours. In fact, you guys are even going to hear my patented Michael slaps himself act.
It's going to be awesome.
Nice. 30 minutes of me just going off, you know?
Wow.
Punishing myself for all the things I've said.
See, I told you I know Catholics, and he's going to punish himself.
I'm going to confession first.
Okay,
there you go.
And he's going to say 10, our fathers and 10 Hail Marys, and I'll go, can you translate that into slaps across my own face?
There you go. All right, so we're more than just an empty life of self-abuse. We actually like poetry here, too.
Yes, we do.
And we've got one of our longest supporters on the line. Please welcome from Michigan, he is Dennis. Hello, my friend.
Hello. How you doing, World Poetry Open Mic?
Doing well. Glad to be back on the air. Glad to have you with us.
Yes, I'm glad you're back this week, too. We sure do miss you. You make up some real good best of shows, but we like you live best.
Oh, you know, we do need a break every once in a while, and this was an amazing break we had, but I'm glad to be back at it for a few more weeks.
Well, you know, Dennis, we can tell from our website traffic, people like the live shows better.
Well, that's you guys do such a fine job. You guys in a can, that's a good thing, but we really like to interact with you.
Awesome. we're happy to interact with you as well, so it works both ways.
Yeah, well, we have a fresh night of poetry, so we might as well start it out. I have a poem this evening. The title is, The Day Shall Bear Its Own.
All right.
And it goes like this. The day shall bear its own joys and grief, laden no more than its hours dare caress. In loss, seek to gain needed relief. In bliss, rush not the sands that bless. Her empty closet echoes of dull regret, of unspoken words and wasted years. So empty, there's nothing left to forget. Shared time, an illusion, few smiles and tears. Eventual parting seemed preordained, as a kite dancing free, loose from its twine. New moorings not pursued or maintained. Separation came, abandoned fruit no longer on the vine. Change waited too long, now it's too late. The day shall bear its own reckoning fate. The end.
Well done, my brother.
Thank you very much. I'm glad I could be part of the show, and I'm doubly honored to be able to lead it off. And I've been talking to Ellie, and hopefully she'll be back before long.
Oh, I miss her like the Dickens.
Yes, well, let's have some more poetry. I'm going to sign off and say God bless.
Excellent, and hopefully we'll see you during the return engagement.
Yes, I suppose so.
Awesome. Thank you, Dennis. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Nice. What a great way to start off coming back from vacation. It wasn't really a vacation. It was more like a workcation, but...
Workcation.
You were working your ass off.
I did work my ass off. Literally, I can't find it. If anybody's around 44th and Tennyson and you find an ass...
Probably is Mike, but you're going to want to return it to Mike.
I had a wireless plug-in on my base, right? So I'm walking around. I'm in the green room, like on the other side of a parking lot from the theater, and I'm talking to this woman who's performing. And partway through, I'm like, "Oh, hold on one second." And I go, "Boom!" And you hear all these people respond across the parking lot. Oh my God! And they all jump back, and I'm like, "Yep, still works." So that was
that's a good range on that wireless.
I was actually really it was like I would say something close to about 100 feet, 150 feet.
Yeah. Just come out into the crowd.
Through
I'm kidding.
Walls. I did.
Stand in front of the speakers and do that.
Well, yeah.
Monstrous feedback.
Actually, not on the bass.
Oh, okay.
But let's talk about this when people don't care.
All right. So we do have another poet lined up. She's calling from New York. She actually tried to call us last week, not knowing that we were off the air. Please welcome Lorraine.
Wow, welcome back, and it's good to hear you.
I hope you didn't call very many times, because it was planned. We had said several times we weren't going to be on the air.
No, but I had some quality time on the couch with my cat while I was redialing and getting the
That sounds wonderful. You know?
He was happy. I'm fine with that. And then I realized that was a dumb thing to do. But I'm glad to hear you back again, and... I have something that I wrote back in 1980. I was in Manhattan, and it was a summer day, and that's all I'm going to say. It's called Invitation.
All right.
Where's the party? Ah, so this is it. Okay. I'll celebrate you and life and city rain and Tuesday and truth. Truth, wherever that place may finally be, it is, after all, just a place. Nothing more, nothing less. Not long ago, there were fairy tales, and I believed in them. Nothing's changed. A couple summers, a few dreams later, I am still me and a believer. Stay a while. Have some cake. Sing a song. Share a laugh. And if the other parties weren't as good as this one, for God's sake, tell me. And thank you.
Very well done.
Thank you so
much. I always enjoy your work.
And always enjoy listening to you guys. So I think I found out how to get on the live chat thing. So
you did.
When I hang up, yay!
Now, great. Now we got to change it again. We've been trying to avoid this for a long time, Lorraine.
Well, I figured that, but I do appreciate you giving me one more shot on this, and I'm going to try my best tonight to listen to the rest of them. So
can you hear the show now? Are you listening live?
Yeah. Are you able to listen live?
Did I see what?
Have you learned how to listen live yet?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think I have the live chat because I heard music prior to 10 o'clock.
That would be it.
That would have been our broadcast, on, yeah. Know,
that's what that broadcast sounds like.
Yes.
That's it. I don't know how I did it, but I'm going to try it again.
A whole brand new world has opened up to you, Lorraine.
Well, thank you. And welcome back, and it's good to hear all of you. I don't hear all of you, but most of you, and most of who you are.
Well, there's about 37 personalities in this room, so
yeah.
I'm sure there are, and many alter egos to go with them. But
ego is the
great key
word. Ego is the key word.
Lorraine,
anyhow,
thank you very much.
Welcome back. And,
thank you.
We got 3 hours tonight, or?
Well, we're doing segments. We don't know about hours.
As long as we fill up segments, we're going.
I'll try the chat thing and see where I get.
You'll learn more there.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. Take care now. All right.
Bye-bye. That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Nice.
That was the long...
That was the long toss.
That was the huge windup.
That was the Casabonita cliff diver version.
I like that, actually. Anybody been to Denver has not heard, by the way, about Casabonita, definitely check it out.
You mentioned that J. Todd's new nickname is Doc Holliday.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Oh, man. You might want to move up to Glenwood Springs for that issue.
No, that's where he died. That was a bad move.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't move up to Glenwood Springs.
Well, that's why I'm staying where I'm at. Okay. If I move to Glenwood Springs, I'll die like the doc.
Okay. Well, at least you won't have your boots on.
Well, depending on what I'm doing.
No? Let's just move on. This is ridiculous.
So sorry.
All right,
so ridiculous.
Posick Fest has a lot of great performers coming. We just signed a poet tonight while we're in the studio, Shannon, to come in and do some spoken word. Last night we signed a long-term caller of our show, someone that hasn't called in a while, but she's out in Illinois. She's going to come out here. Alex Zahn is going to
come out.
She's going to come out here and perform for
Posick Fest. Well, she lived here for a while. And now
that's true.
Back.
Yeah. I guess it's just a visit.
And our second longest journeyman poet to come here is on the line. He is from Colorado Springs. Please welcome Chris. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you still planning on like hanging out with us on the 19th of September?
I'm still kind of thinking about it, yeah.
Still kind of thinking about it? Because we have you a time slot booked.
No, I'm set on that.
Awesome. Beautiful. I'm so looking forward to it, man.
Of course.
So, what you got for us tonight, brother?
I have a poem. It's called Round One.
All right.
I'm fighting blindfolded, hitting myself. What should be a cause for alarm, but I have not the knowledge to ask for help. Or at least those who could. I've tossed them away. Thinking they cannot be used in every situation, I stray. It's self-inflicted, but I've done it before. My style of fighting, at this point I should know no more. Hitting myself, you might think it hurts, but it's numbed over time. This feeling has actually reversed. So I keep on acting like I'm a champ. When all I'm doing is falling up and down ramps, believing I'm getting somewhere more likely stuck in place, moving side to side, hitting myself in the face, bruising enough to show others, like, look at me and all that I am. When all that I am is shriveling away, I've never noticed, never thought it strange. So I continue to whip my back, believing my enemy has failed, but it's a trap, calling and pushing me further, falling down a pit. I have to reverse it, get back to what I was, rather, what I am, away from these things I just think I can, remove the blindfold and actually see, the first time in my life to hit the right thing. Thank you.
And that's why I'm excited to have you come up on the 19th of September, brother.
Right on.
We've got you kind of early in the set because you know how Septembers are around here. Every once in a while you get one of those fluke snowstorms. So we booked you early in case you had to run back to the springs before the snow flies.
Oh, no, that sounds great.
All right. Thank you guys. Awesome. Thank you very much. I'll get with you on your time slot, though.
All right. Sounds perfect.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. Good
luck. That was Chris on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. And let me emphasize, Chris from Colorado Springs, not Chris from Michigan.
There you go.
So.
As if you could mistake the two after hearing them read. They're two different styles, you know?
There are. Astounding styles. So. Someone else that has their own unique style of spoken word art. Please welcome from New York, here for another session of therapy. He is Leo.
Hello.
Hello.
A mother session? Is this the mother of all sessions,
This is your completion of therapy. You're going to have no more quarters after this.
Oh, man.
Michael has a prescription. All you have to do is let the sugar cube dissolve on your tongue, and you'll be fine.
Well, actually, no, my prescription's different. My prescription, the thing that'll solve all your problems, Leo, that'll make you feel better, is just more cowbell.
Okay. Well, y'all going to make me need therapy for taking me away from my therapy. You know, I mean, it's going to be like really hot.
Leo, that's how this works, man. That's how we get you in the system and keep you there, of course.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, most people give the first one free and then charge you. Y'all guys been charging me all this time.
Nah, see, we're pretty sure you're crazy by this point.
No, we've given out a couple of freebies.
Okay.
Some more than others.
I think you completed the process. Yes, I am totally left with just one brain cell.
Yes.
But I'm glad to be here, guys. I will just go right into it to limit my craziness to be spread all over the world and share one. Oh, okay. Share this one called What We Owe. Who's the king of all of us? Who decides what's right for one and all? And did I miss the memo that those who are not like you should not be liked by you, along with a verbal beatdown too? Well, sorry, sir. I didn't vote for you. So excuse me with a little forget you and please move on through. What others are may not happen to be me. And what I'm about. It don't matter if I'm not the one you slapped. I may not be that, but I can relate. So I won't hesitate to defend those put to the bend of their back by that slap. Cause that attack can be brought back to anyone who brings it. So if you sling it, it can sting with the same pain you shot at those you complained about when it turns about back to you. That crack about who's the real man and that you're better than all those around ends up slamming you down, being pounded by your own stupid words. With your two-bit verbs that slip through your windpipe like the stuff that should be out of sight, and that's where you need to be, if that attitude keeps being seen. I don't mean to be mean. I'm just kidding. You're an asshole. And that needs to be seen by everyone, because everyone needs to see that anyone can be either cool or really dumb by the words they choose that put people on the run or bring them home. We can all be together and still feel alone. So let's have a try to feel grown and loan some compassion to the lonesome. I think we owe them some, don't you? Who can't remember when that one was you? End poem.
Very well done, Leo. Rocking the house, as always.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you always for the encouragement and for providing this venue of expression.
Thank you for always raising the bar, poetically speaking and spoken word art speaking. You're always bringing it. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thanks again. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. That was Leo on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Wow. Just great spoken word art left and right.
I don't know. Sorry, continue.
That was weird. It was like angelic voices lingering in my ears.
I don't think
did you guys hear that? Am I hallucinating?
No, I think it's all you.
I think it's all you.
Did it sound like Tom Cruise telling you to become an operating Thetan? Was that?
Yes. Okay. A level.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
11 Warlock.
Pretty sure that you just need to go get an e-meter reading before we do anything.
All right. Yeah. All right. So we do have one more poet to round out this segment. She is from the Great White North of Minnesota, don't you know? Please welcome Mariah.
Hey.
Hey, we missed you.
No, I missed you guys too.
So what you got for us?
I have a new poem. It's another prose letter, right? Because I, for some reason, am obsessed with them right now.
All right.
As you have noticed.
Prose before bros. We know how it goes.
Actually really excited for tonight because I've got a few friends listening. So shout out to all them. And Elusive, this is for you. This is called Upheaval. to the boy in the picture. I wish that I could know you. I wish that the camera flash that made your green eyes gray was enough to tint the world in shades of black and white, so that the hurt could be separated from our lives in a way that left no jagged edges. Until then, I will stand by you, weaving your pain into your story because I don't know how to pull it away without unraveling who you are. Meeting you makes me wish I had paid attention when my grandmother was knitting scarves. Maybe if I had, I would understand how to unwind the threads that make up your life story. But alas, I am no more a knitter than a carpenter. And the wooden doghouses I make wouldn't even hold up in a gentle breeze. However, I will build you a box, my elusive friend, with sanded sides full of beautiful knots because they remind me of you, twisted and perfect. I wish life was fair. But then how would anyone learn how to truly live? Because each time we fall makes us stronger. But I will stand beside you until you can run on your own. I will hold you up. Be your strength in my evening so your afternoon sun can show the smile you can give to the world. I sit behind a screen, reading your words from a world away and hoping that you'll hear me when I call out to you. Maybe you could shout back, and your jumbled voice would shake loose from the clouds when it rained. I would sit in a circle, do a powwow and a rain dance so I could sense you in the sky, you, whose real name I would write, but I know how much it means to keep it quiet. You ever close your eyes and listen? Just lean back and let the world flow over you. Take measured breaths between moments of solitude and secrecy, or are your thoughts too loud to sit in silence? Perhaps you fight through the times of hardship like you always do. Maybe you punch through those walls that pop up in front of you because when they're full of holes, it's so much easier to see what's on the other side. And if you fall, I will lift you up again. I will hoist up your burden on my shoulders. Ignore your protests because I'm stubborn. A little stinky Weiselstein inside joke of an Aquarius who will always look out for you. And we will butt heads together. You and your Capricorn determination and Australian lingo against my baby blue eyes that are actually brown and green in a hazel swirl of color, but I said that they were blue because of you. Because I sneak little snippets of ourselves into my words, and I know that that line will make you smile. Are you smiling, Elusive? Because that's my goal every time I talk to you. I want to make you smile. To show you love when you can't feel it for yourself, and to make your eyes light up with that laugh I can only hear in my mind. I'm so sorry, you ex-pirate you. I wish I could take away the hurt that is woven within your laughter and hidden behind your smile. You are beautiful, my friend, and I don't know why you don't believe me. However, I will tell you over and over until you do. Shout it from the mountains and the rooftops if I have to, because I believe in you. You are a fighter, good sir. And I will stay by your side at the head of the pack, carry you on my back when you lack the strength to run, and pick you up when you're just about to fall. We can do this together, my green gray-eyed friend, watching silly cat videos in the stars and going fishing for the moon. Us, a ragtag team of one guy and one girl on two different sides of the world, connected only through movements on a keyboard. Together, our stories will stand strong and lead the way to our futures, past all the pain and heartache and hardship, through valleys of inspiration and tears so deep it feels like we'll drown. I guess it's a good thing we know how to swim. At least, I really hope that you do. Sincerely, with love, a sharp-edged ear willing to listen. P.S. I don't really have a postscript. P.P.S. I lied. Just to make you smile. Insert name here. You are awesome. Don't ever forget that. and
you are awesome, and don't ever forget that. Great poem.
Long, meaningful, awkward,
comfortable pause.
No, not awkward, just meaningful, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I could just say something and let a pause happen and be like, Mariah, that was so cool. I actually forgot to eat the cheese on my plate.
You forgot what?
It's so weird, Michael. No.
Well, that's the thing, though. You say something weird, but the longer the pause happens, you start going, there's got to be something more to this. It can't just be the stupid thing he just said. That's how you act intelligent when you're really not.
How many times do you hear that a day? It can't be just the stupid thing that he said.
No one knows what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Mariah,
we don't awesome even know what job. We're talking about. Thank you for calling our show. That was an awesome poem, though.
All right, thank you. I'll be back for the return engagement. No worries.
Beautiful. Thank you. That was Mariah on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. Nice. Great set.
Yeah, man.
Get us back into the swing of things from our little working vacation.
I hear you have something lined up.
Get something powerful.
Not after those guys. I don't really want to go.
Well, we can go straight into another.
No.
Man, I got a coloring book already for you to do this.
I know, right?
What does that mean?
Should I do something old or should I do something new?
Something borrowed or blue.
I don't mean borrowed or blue. Blue is next week when we're doing the...
After it's over, I could just go, well, that blue.
Pretty much any of my poems you could do that.
Oh, I know.
This would be borrowed.
So
that would be borrowed.
What do you guys want, old or new?
Old.
Old. All right. This is something I wrote, I want to say 1998-ish. This is entitled Unleashing the Rage. And I may or may not have read this recently, so forgive me if I have. I have set the demon free to walk inside my head. The bridges that have burned, the words have been said. The monster within my mirror stares right back at me. Every time that they try to kill him, my words are all they see. The death of the rooster brought the beast out of its cage. Years of being locked away added unto the villain's rage. The death of a madman, the birth yet anew, Garmenbosia pain and sorrow, runs my soul right through. And that was 8-ish, right after...
Sorry, wrong button.
Right after Robert Mortland passed.
Hmm.
So, all right.
Wow.
That being done and over with, we want five more callers, 720-240-9766. I'm talking to you, Barbara. I'm talking to you, Lydia, who we got to talk to for a moment. I'm looking forward to hearing your poetry. Also, whoever was calling from the 209 area code and 405, now is your chance. You're going to want to call now, 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766. We need five new callers. Go.
Now. Hey, and we're back. Wow, that was amazing. Queuing up a life-saving and segment-saving caller, number five, right as we're coming out of commercial.
With one hand.
Yes.
Right. And then he...
And then he's pointing at me, I'm like, what do you want from me? Oh, wait, we're on the air.
Yeah, we're sitting here watching, like, yeah, the next thing he knows...
Monkey, talk!
Truth be known, for the last year and a half of 3 years of doing this show, I pretty much feel that's what you guys are doing. Talk, point. Do your job. All right, we'll prop him up, and no, I'm just kidding. Totally kidding.
Okay.
No.
However, is that what you learned at Bohemian Grove?
However, I got to say, that night that we were deciding on doing Pozick Music Fest,
yeah,
I was kind of like, what are they trying to get out of me? What are they doing to me?
Here, okay, so we're going to do this festival. We're going to do it in a little bit over a month. Here are two symbols. I want you to think about that. And while you're thinking, I want you to kind of move your feet up and down.
Yes. All right. So we've got five more of the best lined up for you. And we have some new callers. This is just a beautiful night. So let's kick things off with a new caller. And someone from New Jersey, please welcome Lydia. Are you there, Lydia?
Hello, yes.
Hey, Lydia, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing good. I got to ask, how old are you, Lydia?
I'm doing good.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
10.
Awesome.
That's just about the record for youngest caller that we've had. So you got a poem you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, one poem I made.
All right, I'd love to hear it.
Okay, sure.
What's your poem called?
It's called The Universe and Your Soul.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, I'm going to start now. Your soul is very much like an universe. There's mostly space and dark energy, unexploded and black. There are stars, bright and happy like a candle in a power outage at night. The stars sometimes collapse, tearing a hole in the universe. Life sucking, angry, sad, and very black holes that suck up all of the light left in you, inescapable and dangerous. There's life in you like on Earth, hopeful but hopeless. There's pollution in you too, clouding your thoughts, slowly and slowly destroying the atmosphere and environment. The universe expanding very quickly, now retracting very slowly. Lonely in your own shell and world, imagination when you were young, expanding very fast as you thought more and more, but as you get older, you only look to reality. Your soul is a lot like the universe. When you were born, the Big Bang. When you die, the universe in you collapses. And that's it.
What the hell? Lydia!
That was awesome!
You're 10?
That was great.
And you wrote that?
Yeah, I did.
I think I'm going to quit writing poetry because that was freaking amazing. Yeah,
hang up the towel now.
I'm done.
We're done.
You want to host a radio show? All you have to do is move to Colorado. These guys will do the rest for you. All you have to do is show up and read awesome poetry like that.
Lydia, that was very cool.
Really good.
And one thing I'll say, too, is I really like that you used a lot of other knowledge from other things other than just words. You're talking about, you know, you were talking about space. You're talking about physics. You're talking about the universe. That was very cool.
Thank you.
You need to write a lot more like that and call our show every week because I love your work.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Lydia.
Take care, well, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And I guess have a nice night.
Have
you
a nice well. Night.
That was Lydia on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio.
By God, sir.
Oh, my God.
So you know what I love about this? There's multiple things I love about this scenario. One, a 10-year-old just called and schooled us. Right? Second of all, she just did a mic drop, essentially.
Yes.
And third, you could tell she wasn't buying any of our crap.
the thing is, and I don't know if it showed, but Mike looks over in the middle of the poem, and I've got this look on my face like I'd just been decked by Mike Tyson. And I'm like, what the hell?
But I look over with the exact same look.
Yeah.
We're all looking at... But the best part I love, too, is that it's a 10-year-old. I'm looking in the chat room, and Barbara's like, I'm really glad we haven't said anything beyond a 10-year-old. And then you immediately start with, what the...
No. I said, what the heck?
Well, you did. It was at the last minute. Well. I was kind of like,
No.
You got it. All right, cool.
We do try to keep this PG-13, but Lydia, you have shown you're wise beyond your years. Great poem.
Yeah. Excellent job.
Very good job.
And we're going to go from New Jersey up to pre-Canada, in a way. Please welcome, from Wisconsin, she is Mary.
You're kidding me. I'm not going after Lydia, am I?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
You know, technically, Lydia came after all of us, so we have nothing to complain about.
That's right.
I would put Lydia up. I mean, Nightmare. Lydia and Titus back-to-back would be awesome.
I just have a song, and it's not even by me, so I'll break up this all together.
Sounds great.
Okay, a Billy Joel tonight.
All right.
A little story, the woman. She's a
Beautiful.
Well, to be amongst the likes of you, it is my pleasure completely. After your beautiful song, J. Todd Underhill, and listening to you each week, and now I'm going to listen to these great poets, I wish you adieu.
Thank you very much. That was Mary on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio.
I'm not over there. Hold on.
All right. That was one of those boomerang balls.
I know plenty yeah. about those. I went to a doctor last year. All you need is an ointment.
That's good.
For your boomerang. Your boomerang. You got to fix it. It's sometimes they get with the heat.
It's like working with 12-year-olds. I'm telling you.
Two 12-year-olds that make a 24-year-old.
Ta-da!
All right. So a couple of custom messages. Lydia, I want you to call back during the return engagement. Don't call back now because we're still doing unique callers. Also, Mohammed, you dropped. Call back right after Barbara. We'll just load you straight into the computer and get you going, all right? Those custom messages set. Let's go to another great poet. Let's I don't know. Bye, Kentucky Neil. Sounds good.
All right.
Hello.
Philip.
Hello.
How are you, Mr. J. Todd Underhill?
I'm still stunned by how amazing Lydia was. I will just confess
now.
I
feel like that was quite impressive. I didn't quite catch all of it, but I heard something about physics and the cosmos and the Big Bang, I think, and black holes, and I was way wild.
Wait until the rebroadcast. I'm going to listen to that 5-6 times just to catch every reference. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was really quite impressive.
Yes.
Yeah. And I also appreciated your poem, too, sir. I really appreciated the rhymes. They're always clever and interesting.
Thank you. I think that's the first time in my life that I've ever been told I was clever or interesting, but thank you.
That is not the truth.
I know. I just
well, I know he's clever enough not to be duped into a knock-knock joke, so...
I'm not...
If that's your litmus test for intelligence...
I'm not clever enough. Go for it. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Boo!
Boo
hoo! It's only a knock knock joke. Don't cry.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I think that's definitely a group hug that we've all had, and I think we've all missed each other.
It's
so.
A group something.
We have.
A group something. All right. Well, I'll get to it and get out of the way and let somebody else more impressive read. Here it goes. The title: Interview 101. With the cues removed while the sundry answers are left open-ended. And by cue, I do mean questions. So interview 101 with the cues removed while the sundry answers are left open-ended. And here it goes. Men's fates are already fixed as much as any professional sport. No need asking the augurs or long-haired Madame Sesostris. All they can tell you is it's predetermined, reliable as LSD in the blood. My friend, the painter, respects feminine flesh memorialized on canvas. Makes me less ashamed to be masculine, seeing how well he reigns animal lust, sublimates it into something eternal, or at least that's the posthumous promise won from King Arthur's knights. The metaphor consummated by Percival's innocence, his willing sacrifice, simple as a lamb's slit throat. Witness the dusk-lit magi, wander beyond the hillside. Over whiskey, we discuss Kandinsky until moderately drunk at dawn. When I catch a bus to somewhere, nodding off glazed at a fog drift window, watching the scenery pass like cinema. A photograph is a blink captured,
butterflies pinned upon a board, classified according to taxonomy, bit of binomial nomenclature, humanus surrealist. Scribble in my own hobgoblin hemoglobin and jism alchemical, how I desire life and demise simultaneously, convert doubt into perpetual dream states one does not return from. Humility only requires looking beyond your own pain, this infantile fear that identity lasts for only one lifetime. Awareness of the sacred and profane, buttressed firm against mythic edges. Watch them fade into past tense, seated cozy on bourgeois sofas, their eyes drift into the television. Criminal, mentally ill, I bacchanal hedonist in compromise, I'll unashamedly reply to my Caliban id, who devours Prospero's warm remains left on an altar erected for Isaac. Insects in the dictates of logic, listen as death whispers my name. And there it is.
Wow, a whole lot of references in there. Excellent.
Well, I appreciate that, and I just wanted to clarify, I'm only 42 years old.
Are you sure?
Wow. You are just absolutely stunning.
Not nearly as stunning as I'm 10.
Well, if you'd written that and you were 10, I'd be equally as impressed as Lydia. But
right.
Holy
well,
cow.
Well, thank you, fellas, for having me on, and I'll call back for the return engagement.
Wonderful. You know what? I want you to call back every bit as much as I want Lydia to call back for the return engagement.
Right.
Which is an awful lot. All right. Thanks, Philip. We'll talk to you in a bit.
All right. That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio.
Boom.
Wow. I just don't even know. I'm so intellectually stimulated, my brain's as hard as a rock. All right. So we're going to go from Philip in Kentucky all the way to Connecticut. Please welcome Barbara.
Ah! My screen went...
Hey, we've got some new equipment we're trying out. Barbara, are you with us?
I am with you.
Ah,
yes,
thank
you. I'm very with you.
I am so sorry about the miscommunication. JT told you you had called after the fifth caller. You thought you were the fifth caller. I'm glad you made it back for the second segment.
Of course I did. I'm persistent.
You are determined.
Anyway, as I said, I'm so glad that we had Lydia on because... I wrote it in the chat room, but I'm going to say it on the air. I never met a 10-year-old that could write like that, and I'm very honored to meet her, really.
Right.
Honored.
I will tell you, she's the youngest natural caller to the show. Now, I say that because we had an 8-year-old call our show when we were back at the old radio station. However, she happened to be my niece, so Lydia's the youngest natural caller to our show.
Yes, just fantastic. I was just floored by it. And anyway, I'm going to read something that I guess will be sad, but maybe not. I don't know. It's called Uncoupled.
Okay.
And here goes. Alone, I watch the lone swan as she swims in the clear teal water. She lost her swanlings to the senseless violence of random vandals who swooped upon the secretive nest and destroyed the tiny creatures as all innocence is tainted and lost. And she swims without her mate, who disappeared mysteriously. And we bond, this graceful, feathery female and I, both uncoupled, adrift in the open world. She is me, and I am her. Memories flood my mind like the tides ebbing and flowing. I remember our times together along the path near the water when you were no longer the one to beat. Parts of you never mending, though we didn't know it then. We sat on the beach facing the inlet, I hoping to see the snowy egret, whose infinite patience I admired, and you concealing from me how spent you really were. And those afternoons driving home by myself from the hospital and spying her from the bridge, majestic in her beauty, gliding alone and never thinking like the lonely swan commanding the smooth water that it would be me alone in the flow of life. End poem.
Very well done, Barbara.
Thank you.
And I hope we're going to hear from you during the return engagement as well, right?
Yes, I have another poem, yes.
Beautiful.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for mentoring these younger poets as they're coming up as well and encouraging them. It's a beautiful thing to see our older, more established poets doing that.
Well, I feel sometimes with Mariah that she's mentoring me occasionally with her poetry, but and Lydia, I think she just needs to be seasoned. That's it. And I can't wait to... I hope I'll be seeing her poetry later when she gets older.
Yes.
If she can write like this at 10, just think.
Just think by the time she gets to be years of my age, she'll be like a Nobel laureate.
I'm so much older than Lydia. So
not much. No.
I thank you. But really, I'm just, you know, I missed you guys last Friday.
We missed you guys,
too.
I don't
know what to do with myself.
You know what? You're going to have to figure it out in about 6 to 8 more weeks. Also, we're figuring out when our next week off is. Really, it's good for us to get out and recharge our batteries and come back at it. I am fighting a fresh fight. I've taken up my sword, and I've made this my cause for the next few weeks. I've got to get through this weird show that we're doing, too. Weird show. Posick Fest. And, you know, I've redoubled my efforts for the poets, too.
Well, I'm just going to say that I won't be here, won't matter anyway, but I'll tell you anyway, September 12th, because I'll be in Kentucky.
Visiting Philip.
Yeah, well, visiting, well, hopefully Philip will visit me, but at a wonderful fair where everyone who wants to can go there, called Imaginarium, where you will have a lot of fun, rum-tum-tum.
Yes, that sounds good.
Sounds vague and suspicious, Barbara, but okay.
I tried to put it in a verse.
I liked it. It was good.
A verse you pulled from your purse? I understand how this works.
Can't get much worse.
Oh!
Okay, guys. I'll call back.
Barbara, thank you very
thank
much.
You. Okay, bye-bye.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next Evolution Poetry Radio. Mohammed, you're going to want to call now. Mohammed from New Jersey, give us a call. We're going to get you right on the air. Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
But, Michael, you have a submission.
I do have a submission.
Okay, cool. Right.
Yes. This is from Steve Junket. This one is called Dogs of War in Vietnam. You who have walked with your dogs beside you, you who have lived to go on, you who remember his courage and bravery, you who still talk of his love. His was a bond that's forever within you. Though decades have come and have gone, his was a loyalty matched by no other, but his was a fate that was wrong. Ours is a story that no one can silence. Ours is a past come to light. Ours was a friendship forged by affliction. Ours was made tight by the fight. Dogs of war gave it all. Dogs of war still stand tall. And that was The Dogs of War in Vietnam by Steve Junket. There's a submission to wordpoetryopenmic.com. If you have a poem you would like to submit, please send it through the contact form on the site for one of us to read it.
All right. Thank you, Steve. And now we do have Mohammed back on the line. Mohammed, are you with us, my friend?
This is Mohammed.
Hey. I'm glad. I'm sorry your call dropped. I'm glad you're back with us. You said you had a poem you'd like to share with us?
Yes.
All right. Now is the time. You're on the air live.
Excuse me?
You're on the air live. Now is the time to share your poem, my friend.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. All right, here goes. Freedom, what a dire thing. Such happiness does it bring. Freedom, what a privilege. To not have it would be sacrilege. Freedom, such a Sisyphean task. How much must I push, you ask? For once the rock reaches its peak, you may think to be at peace, oh, granted to relief, yet nature surfaces the shock, the thunderous tumbling of thine rock, quicker than your clock. Freedom, now just an echo over your hope. Thine boulder demands sacrifice to be pushed up the slope. Its path tainted with your sweaty anguish, and blood must you relinquish. Over time, illusions spawn from thine pushing. You slip, and the rock does your crushing. You feel it not, you struggle not, but you believe you must still be pressing.
Very nice.
Muhammad, thank you very much. I got to ask, how did you learn about our show?
That's how I learned about it. I was curious and I called.
No, you broke up right in the middle. How did you hear about us?
I was on the internet and a couple friends told me.
Oh, awesome.
Beautiful.
We love it like that, yeah.
We love word of mouth advertising. Tell your friends about us. Have them all come share poetry. Thank you very much for your awesome poetry.
Yeah, we look forward to hearing from you again, sir.
What?
We look forward to hearing from you during the return engagement if you'd like to call back.
Yeah, if you want to share some more poetry.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Muhammad.
Thank you, Muhammad. That was Muhammad.
Thank you.
You too.
That was World Poetry Open Mic with Muhammad and Fly by the Seat of Our Pants.
Did you just give the show away?
Yeah.
That's World Poetry Open Mic starring Larry King and
no, with Muhammad because
I don't even know why we're in the studio right now. We're going to give it back to him.
Go back to you, Larry. Here, we'll just go. Try again.
That was Muhammad from New Jersey on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio.
There you go.
Ooh, that was good.
Smooth, all right.
Like
smooth like 80 grit sandpaper.
You know how well that feels. Okay, I got a question.
I do. Yes.
Do we try again?
Well, yeah, we got all five in.
All right. I just had to double check.
All right. We're going to try one more segment. If there's any unique callers left, you're going to want to call 720-240-9766.
At 720-240-9766. However, if we don't get callers, unique callers,
we'll dump out and we'll get the return engagement going.
So stay tuned.
September 19th, World Poetry Open Mic, in collaboration with Java Jam Cafe, proudly presents POSIC, a festival of poetry and music. 10 poets, 10 music acts, all sharing one stage. Show starts at 4 p.m. and ends when we're damn good and ready.
Well, around 10 p.m., okay?
At Java Jam Cafe is located at Lone Tree, Colorado, just south of Denver, right next to the Lincoln Avenue Station on Light Rail Line E. POSIC Fest, brought to you by Java Jam Cafe
and World Poetry Open Mic.
Saturday, September 19th at Java Jam Cafe. Don't miss it. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom, we are all doomed because we only got three callers, and that triggers the return engagement.
Yeah. Engagement.
Engagement.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. So, I'm so excited for POSIC Fest.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm so excited. So am I.
Larry Nix is going to be there. The Silent Stills headlining. We've got a phenomenal ambient act from
Mingo. It's one of the top Mingo's ambient spirit. Musicians in the world, actually.
Top ambient musicians in the world. We've got Power of Two is opening things up. They are actually the owners of the coffee shop that we're doing. And we're back. Can you hear us?
Great. Yeah. Okay, so
we've got three poets lined up for this segment.
And just as a side note, we are trying something new with some equipment, and apparently it's kind of malfunctioning. So if you hear that sound, we're just going to reset something. Thanks for sticking with us.
All right. So please welcome from Michigan, he is Corey.
Now we can.
Corey, are you with us?
I am.
No,
hey,
we
can. No. All right. Now we've got you plugged through the board.
I might get this right one day. Now he's in the board.
Corey, now we got you, man.
Okay.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Good deal. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good, except for, you know, new equipment giving us fits and Bogons hanging around the studio. They're kind of like gremlins, but they mess with electronic equipment.
It's a little flashy, but it'll do.
Yeah.
So, I have one poem to read tonight. It's called Burying Our Friends.
Okay.
In Cleveland, Ohio, Dominique F. Domino Kublios wore his 78th year well-tailored and died with his ping-pong paddle blade tucked under his chin, his head just right at the center line, his arms sleeved in cut-off tube socks, a red headband crowning his brow, and a narrow torso gowned in royal blue cotton. A dinner was held in Domino's honor on the ping-pong tables where his aneurysm occurred. His table tennis friends in attendance, shoveling bowls of sauerkraut, beetroot soup, steaming platters of potato dumplings, cold fat back with rye bread, and sausages with barley. In November of 1941, Domino's parents celebrated his birth over the same traditional Lithuanian fare. The following morning, they were shot in the face, and then shoveled by their friends into a mass grave at Ponari. When dinner was over, they folded their linens from their tables, finished cold beers, swallowed friendly memories, and resumed play. End poem.
Very powerful poem after this week. Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys.
Corey, don't ever stop calling our show, man. I like your work.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Corey from Michigan on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. It's been a strong emotional week around the country and closer here at home. Just want to remind everybody, and I don't try to use this as a political soapbox very often, but all lives matter. Black, white, yellow, red, gay, straight, doesn't matter. All lives matter. And I want to thank you all for being a part of our family. And love is the answer always. Please remember that. Someone we've got calling from California. Please welcome Enrique. Enrique, are you with us, my friend?
Yes, I am.
Hey, welcome to our lovely little family. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so welcome to our show. You want to share a poem, but I do have to ask, how did you hear about our show?
I heard of it through allpoetry.com.
Nice. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I actually have poems there in the site and stuff.
Cool. Do you post under the name Enrique, or do you have a pseudonym that you use?
Or like a name, you
know? Yeah.
I call myself Jockey One.
Okay. Are you friends with J. Todd Underhill on there?
Excuse me?
Are you friends with J. Todd Underhill on All Poetry?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Awesome. You need to avoid that guy. He's kind of weird. No, I am him. I'm just kidding. So what are you going to share with us tonight?
Well, I have a few poems that I'm reading.
Okay, we do one poem per phone call, but we're going to be doing a return engagement right after this, so you're going to want to call right back after you're done, okay?
Oh, okay. And I'm going to share one, right?
One poem. So what do you got for us this time?
Okay, should I share it right now or afterwards?
Yes, sir. You're on the air live.
Okay, this is kind of like, it sounds kind of like a song in a way, but it's, you know, I call it poetry too, because, I mean, you know, some songs could be covered into poems too, you know.
And a poetry song is blurred lines.
Okay. So the poem, the name is Always a Better Day After the Struggle. And it's, oh my God, it's dark and hell is hot. Yeah, just thinking in the nighttime that I go to bed wondering instead what there else to live for when there is really no reason to be alive. Why? Because, oh my God, it's dark and hell is hot. A wise man once told me, life comes and goes. We must catch up to it, didn't you know? We must focus and realize that times are hard. Even though we struggle, it's worth the while. Yes, because it's dark and life is hard, but we've come a long way, right? Now tell me, should the wise man be believed when there's no one to trust in this cruel world of greed? And we feel nothing but pain in our hearts and our soul, for real. That's right, yes, because, oh my God, it's dark and times are hard. Yeah, that's right, from time to time, looking for a better day. As we watch the moon orbit around the earth and rise, but man is a thunder real portrayal of life. maybe so, yet it's dark, and we say hell is hot, and understand that today may be a struggle. As you can see, life may be a battle. The key is to dream for a better tomorrow. That's right, that's what the wise man said, screaming all the way to the end of the tunnel, and at the end, seeing the treasure of a mind of a true muscle. Then he said, always a better day after the struggle. That was it right there.
Very well done, Enrique.
Yeah, and I wrote that, well, you know, kind of like, you know, just kind of like showing how, you know, life is hard, but you should always try to, you know, think, you know, positive and beyond, you know, than what you're going through, you know, because you're always going to struggle, but at the end there might be, you know, like a light at the end of the tunnel, right? You know?
Exactly.
That's why I look at it, you know.
Very well. And I do want to say you're welcome to call us back for the return engagement following this segment. But also, we're on every Friday night. Please call back multiple times. It sounds like you got a lot of poetry and a lot to add to this show.
Yeah. Okay, so I could call back again?
Yeah, after this segment, we got one more caller, and then we're going to open it up for a return engagement where people can repeat.
Okay, like afterward or just in a little while or what?
Yeah, and just like literally 5 minutes.
Yeah, so just pay attention to the chat room, okay, Enrique? We got to move on.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Enrique. That was Enrique on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Now, someone special, rounding out our segment. This guy calls our show a lot. From Calcutta, please welcome Raj Kumar. Raj, are you there? Raj?
No.
Did he drop?
Okay.
No,
all right.
No. There he is.
Raj, are you there?
Sorry.
Hello? A
Raj?
Delay between here and Calcutta? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. Raj?
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the phone. You're going to want to read your poem, my friend.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, please. Is it my turn now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Am I audible? Because last time it was not audible at all. Okay, yes. Here is my poem. It is titled, I Know Not How to Utter Truth. It's in line with Emily Dickinson. In the same A6 format and ABAB rhyming. I know not how to utter truth, so went on trailing lies. Kilo brought our son to us, I thought the angels spied. All along I lived in the dark, Chulu lighted candles, looked to sky to find footfalls, showed how to handle. Now I know what my heritage, what true religion means. No more I live in dark vintage, share my wisdom with kings. Owl hoops sitting on old ashen branches, the mainstay swings of dreams. When your angel brings out his wand, I'm sure not to scream. Thank you.
Thank you, Raj. That was awesome.
Thank you, Raj.
That was Raj Kumar on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Nice, a little better. He's like us. He's working on it weekly, trying to get better,
And the technology between, I mean, the funny thing is the distance that was covering just now. Yeah. The speed in which, even with that delay, the speed in which it was happening was absolutely amazing.
And virtually impossible in 94.
Pardon? I'm sorry.
Virtually impossible when I started radio in 94 to do that.
Yeah,
without dialing the country.
The only way we could do that is if we were syndicated in every country at once.
I want that. I mean, no. I mean, that's not the way radio is going.
It's not the way radio is. It's already gone, my friend.
All right. So, do we have haikus? Do we have... you know what? Let's go to that extra special person on our staff.
That's exactly what... That's why I was wearing these underwear. Yes. Third segment is the haiku segment.
Where we bring out the haiku master.
You know, he's the one who made me these underwear. I don't really know what that meant, but I took them anyway. I gotta stop taking weird underwear from people.
It's like a good rule of thumb.
All my underwear is weird stuff. That's strange.
Yeah.
There can only be one.
So, I wrote haikus this week.
That's phenomenal, man.
However, because of the new board, I forgot my book.
Oh, what? No.
So.
Are we doing a repeat?
I've got some repeats.
All right.
It's been a while, so we'll see. Ready?
All right.
Okay. Tiki Head Fishbowl. The Penny Wars Have Started. Second to Alpha.
Okay.
Angry Over Coin. From Penthouse to Studio. No More Trauma Now.
All right.
Creatively Done. Strategy in Ruin Now. Money to a Good Cause.
If you think you know what it is,
you can post it on our Facebook page.
Or just drop us a line at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com.
Or you can write the haiku master himself at heofthenine.com.
That is not real, but I'm going to check that site.
All right. So, that's why we call him
the haiku master.
Wrong button. There you go.
Wow.
He uses all nine thumbs.
You know, all of our appendages are slightly off tonight. You know, I just looked it up. If anybody's looking for a really catchy URL, heofthenine.com is available.
How quick can you pull out your credit card, my friend? Because that's actually really cool.
Instantly.
All right. Considering GoDaddy sends you a Christmas card each year, yes.
They definitely do. I buy URLs like some people buy...
underwear.
I buy a lot of URLs.
All right, so... now is the return engagement. If you've called before, or if you haven't called before tonight, now is the time to call because this is the last segment. You can repeat. You can be new. You can be
old.
10 years old from New Jersey. You could be 70 years old from Connecticut. Doesn't matter. Give us a call, 720-240-9766.
720-240-9766. 9766.
Let's flood our phone lines now.
Return the engagement ring.
Hell yeah. CW McCall.
That was a great show too. You know, a good time.
He's really a gentleman and a wonderful person. And he's just up the road in Oray. We should go see him as a group next summer.
Just let's not even tell him.
We'll show up on his doorstep.
We'll show up maybe in the middle of a snowstorm wearing some ski masks. Middle of the night.
That's a great idea. Why didn't I think of that, you jackass? Wow. All right. So we do have 9 callers for the return engagement. That's a beautiful thing. So let's just start cranking them right out. From New York, please welcome Lorraine. Hold on. Lorraine, can I ask you a favor? We need you to ask that question again because now you're on the air.
Oh, now I'm on it. I called back to actually find out if Lydia gives writing classes.
She should.
I would take one.
Ding, ding, school's in session. She's actually queued up for later in the segment, too.
She was awesome.
Right?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, I don't want to keep you up past your bedtime.
So you actually heard Lydia on the show. That's a great
thing. I heard that. Yay! I got to the point of, I think it was Chris, and then it just cut off after Mariah, and I lost it again. But yeah. I'm getting there. I'm getting used to it.
You're doing very well.
You got to work up, to get the length of the show.
Moving forward. Yeah. I didn't want to keep you guys up too late, so it was between Epitaph, which I wrote, and Sitcom, which is short. Which would you prefer?
Sitcom?
Yeah. Do that one.
After this week, I need some laughter.
You know what a sitcom is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Okay, it's called Sitcom. Today's another summer rerun. I know the script. The point is moot. I've worn the blouse, worn out the suit. The makeup's always resolute, and the scenes amount to zero. I'll have to have the board review it. Maybe they'll vote to renew it. Either way, I won't pursue it. If it runs again, no matter when, I still get to play the hero. End poem. Thank you.
Very well done,
Lorraine. Thank you for this opportunity, too.
Awesome. I'm already looking forward to hearing you next week.
I'm looking forward to reading. And you have a great week, all of you.
Yes. All our listeners have a great week. Lorraine has told us.
Okay. Take care.
That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
First,
you know, we get some new callers, we get Lorraine steady callers, we even get returning callers, like one of our longest supporters. Please welcome from Ohio, he is Tate.
Hi everybody.
Hey,
how are you today?
Welcome back to our show. We have missed you, my friend.
Thank you. Well, I thought I'd read you one of my narrative poems that were inspired by David Paget. I thought I'd read you the one called Old Man Finn.
All right.
Back from the days when I raced horses. Out on the track that fateful day, I just turned to train a mile. When old man Finn asked where I'd been, could he tag along for a while? Of course, I said as he turned his mare, we set out for the quarter pole. A leisured mile we made in style, a 240 clip was a goal. Reaching the quarter and then the half, we were on track to make the grade. Three quarters down, I turned around to see man being measured weight. Finn's mare was at a full gallop, bitten by a horsefly, I thought. Over the rail with Finn and trail, their fates tied to the leathern top. He'd been thrown over the withers, came down hard on the limestone track. Finn was quite old, but cut of a mold of men who go forward, not back. I pulled my horse up, turned around, hoping to help him if I could. Perhaps a stroke, his hip was broke, he lie gasping against the wood. We then took up a collection to help the old man convalesce. Each of us knew Finn's hopes were few, as this made of his life a mess. Kind and charmed, I knew him to be, many strapping sons to his name. Sadly, those then who knew him when said life would never be the same. I had saved a little money, a sizable sum for a lad. As I was young, my life unsung, I had given them all that I had. My father seemed a bit upset. I can't believe you sometimes, son. Hard as it is in the horse biz, why give away all that you want? But each of us knew the hardships then. We shared part and parcel the same. But as a boy, I took no joy in most truths of that deadly game. I ran my horse 4 days later. The Finns drove in every race. My mare set back end of the pack that night, circled the field in place. All of them laughed as I rode by. Hell, they might just as well have waved. Well, each of them smiled, faces beguiled, yet they were all so well behaved. That night, his boys were good to me. I grinned as I knew I'd been played. Cut of the core that taught me more. From pioneer stock they were made.
Very well done, my friend.
Thanks.
As always, your voice is always welcome here. I enjoy hearing you read, and I'm thankful anytime you share on our show.
Thank you very much. Well, David had been asking me to come back on the show and telling me missed listening to me or something. So I said, okay.
Well, David's talented. You're talented. I'm very blessed to have both of you guys support us like you do.
Well, thank you very much. I've always liked this show.
All right. So hopefully we'll hear from you next week.
Okay, guys.
Awesome. That was Tate on Low Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. Nice. Family all over the place. We got family in Ohio. We got family in New York. We got family in New Jersey now. Let's go to our family in Kentucky. Please welcome Philip.
Howdy, fellers.
Hello, and welcome back.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. I'll be quick, and I'll get out of the way. I think you all have quite a few callers coming back. So
we do.
Yeah, that's good. It's exciting. I think it's, you know, you're collecting some new people, too, which is wonderful. So at any rate, here it is. The title, Lines Composed First at the Cusp of Dusk, Revised Again and Again Till Dawn. Entertain myself with a paranoid mind, weary with random details, red ties versus corn silk blue or xenon silver and so forth. Their cold, objective eyes, orbed in critique and elucidation, I know is nothing more than projection, my gaze reflected back, a Hyperion hyper-self-conscious awareness. Bring my existence shrieking into grave moments I'm moot to elucidate. Seeing my primitive motives oppose their barbaric pursuit. Choose DSM-designed personas as if fictional characters, studies in neuroses and sociopathy. Inhabit ecstasy like a secret address where one is tempted by every desire until sated and sedentary with boredom and ennui. All those raw soldier urges, quelled by pen and pages, exercises in infinite revision, left posthumously unfinished. Lonesome armchair where pure thought sits kingly as Aristotle or Solomon. No life is acted out with clarity, except when composed in retrospect. And there it is, fellas.
Very well done, Philip. As always, I've come to expect that of you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you. Think so highly, and I do my best, sir. And I look forward to hearing you guys. And are we on next Friday? Just clarify that. I just want to make sure.
We are, for the next few weeks, going to be getting back into practice of things.
Yeah, we'll let you know when we're going to take another one off, but it's not going to be for a while.
You guys certainly deserve some time off, too. And you also deserve a big, greasy meal at whatever restaurant you're going to tonight.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good time, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. Now, I want to issue a public apology. First off, when you take a week off and you're used to working with two great lads like you are, you get out of communication. And I apologize for coughing into my microphone. I thought JT had cut my microphone off, and he hadn't, and I apologize.
We had a good laugh, though, because it's those moments where something like that happens, and it's not a big deal, but you just have those moments of perspective, so... After JT cuts him off, my next thought was, you could literally cough anywhere else in the planet and not get that sound.
I know. So I'm sorry.
No, it's
you do realize I'm going to cut that out totally. And it's make it a sound on my board.
Yeah, it's where you can just cut.
So that, you know, it's the cough, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be great.
Now when Michael goes, you can be like.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, I haven't done that in a while.
Ooh.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Sorry.
Let's go to Minnesota and Mariah, who's someone a little bit less manic than we are.
She's a little late.
Mariah, are you there?
Of course I'm here.
And please tell me you have poetry to save us from this weird tangent we've gone off on.
Just you saying that really makes me want to say no.
Okay. So we'll go on to the next caller. The next caller is Leah. I'm just kidding.
All right. I have another poem.
Awesome.
Called Survival. And I can find it. It touched the wrong button and it disappeared. Okay. So, this is for my friend Kayla. And it's got a lot of the same language and stuff as what I read first time around, but this is for her. To my northern star, I write of tragedies. Thin galaxies across the skies of heartache and intertwine our stories. You shine brighter than you believe, and your light catches the imperfections of life and makes them beautiful, my dear. You scan the heavens for answers that no one knows for sure will come, but hold your hurt inside yourself to paint pictures on your dreams. I wonder if you would sleep, if you knew your nights could hold more than memory. I told you once that you were beautiful. My glorious dying star that didn't believe she was still shining and had a life yet to live. I sent you pages of heart when all you could feel for yourself was hate, and I wrote of hope beyond the pain when your hands shook with fear. Cyan, my blue-shelled turtle who swam in seas of salt water, even when you couldn't find the relief of your own tears. I will cry for you, turtle. Lay your hurt upon my palms and praise my God for your existence because you are beautiful. Our scars write mirrored stories. Distorted to fit our pasts and brought together through our pain, we circle around each other like cars around a racetrack, flashing blue and red metals as we race beyond the present and into the future. By now, we know truths that many will never learn. That each echo of laughter in our memories is tailed by grief and regret, and that blame is something handed off to anyone willing to carry it. We were kids, even more than our fair share of bumps in the road, and we somehow believed that we put them there. When will you learn that children don't make roads, we simply walk or skip along the side, or in the middle if we're daring, and that each step we take is measured by the distance that we grow. Our clumsy hands drag purple crayons along behind us, drawing out the life we think we own. Hey, if I could give you new colors, I would. I would throw you a 64-count box of Crayola colors and show you how to create more than what we've gone through, because each misfortune that we crawl through on hands and knees gives us more strength to stand. We jump hurdles together, cradle the hurt of the world in our arms because it seems easier than dealing with our own. You question your life, and I show you what you have accomplished. You are strong. You are beautiful. You are heard. Your voice is stronger than your struggles, and you will rise above adversity. You will question my words, as you always do. But I promise you that you are worth each breath you take. And when it gets hard to breathe, as it sometimes does, I will be there to remind you to keep shouldering on. To close your eyes and just let your mind go blank until you are able to stand again. I will punch through the walls you face, hold you up when you're down on your knees, and carry you when you don't think you can keep moving forward. I know things are hard, my dearest shining star. But I know you can do it, because I know you. I've seen the way you fight through life. You throw punches to earn your place, but back down as soon as someone questions, stop. No one can question you. No words can take away who you are or who you deserve to be. You are you, my skittish friend. And I will listen to your pain whenever you're willing to share. I will hold up your life on my shoulders until you keep pace with me at the front of the line, blowing our pasts out of the waters that once held you in their depths. I will not let you drown. I will lift you up, throw you back to the sky so you can see just how high you belong, and I will ride with you, hang on your tail as a shooting star. With love, amateur stargazer, yes. We're in this together, turtle. to show people how to swim among the stars. Enjoy.
Another astounding poem. Thank you very much for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Always love your work. I look forward to hearing you next week already.
Yep. I will hopefully have some new stuff by then. So.
Beautiful. That was Mariah on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. A little early on that. Yeah.
I was.
That's a little premature.
Too many buttons.
Hey, you know what? I've got to take issue with something. We don't accept hate speech on the air. What makes you think we're going to accept it in our chat room? Really? Come on now. Grow up.
Yeah. So anyway, we're just dealt with it really quickly. But if everybody's listening, including the people who are doing it, because I can still see they're listening, but there are some people who are kind of coming in and insulting people and being kind of aggressive and weird. We're not going to tolerate it, guys. So
yeah,
there you go. And so really, this is a good place.
JT and I were talking about this before the show. The Inglewood police owe me one. And really, if you want to come introduce yourself to me, I could get away with just about anything at this point. So
I don't think the Inglewood police are going to have much to do with this.
Oh, no. So, all right. So, without any further ado, please welcome back from New York, he is Leo. Quarter free session this time.
Well, hello, everybody. It looks like you guys are really, really getting famous because you're getting calls from all kinds.
Right?
And, chat rooms and the paparazzi equivalent.
Sorry about that, Leo.
Don't worry about it. You know, that's just the price of being famous. You know, you're going to get all types and you just got to weed out, you know, the weed. That's it.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, I do my weeding with a flamethrower. So, I mean, take that as you wish.
There'll be collateral damage.
You should see his neighbor's house.
Yes. You should have seen my neighbor's house. It doesn't exist anymore.
You should have seen it. You can't see it anymore, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There might be some pictures. Yeah.
And to Lorraine, you know, just to let Lorraine know about her losing the show, you know, I lose it all the time, Lorraine, so don't worry about it. You're not alone. You know, so.
Okay. Leo hardly ever listens.
We lose it every week. Do you listen?
We really lose it every week.
I kind of have a reason to come. I need a reason to come and get my therapy sessions, you know.
That's it.
Well, this one's on us, so you don't have to pay us a quarter. Absolutely free. Share away, my friend.
Okay, so then, appropriately, I guess, my piece is called The Human Condition. That was not a slick move. It was a sick move to prove that I can mess up at any time. No matter how much I clutch to whatever's under my belt, I can still belt out a dumb thought and make it whole. A mistake with a soul that grows till I'm folded over from the pain brought over by it. I don't buy into the thought of I'm okay if I'm okay for a long time. Not that I should wrong that time by having the wrong mind and be paranoid about what to avoid. I don't want to visit that void that sucks my joy. But to toy around with thoughts of never being crowned again for a mistake of the year will not keep me here. Regrets are one thing. Reflects are another. Forgetting history means having to recover again from its return. So I'll learn from its review and renew a path that veers away from the last wrong turn. Then burn those tires to get away from those wires that'll hang me for sure. As far as being human, I'm not cured, just recovered. For now. End poem.
Absolutely fabulous. I'm glad I gave you this one quarter free because that was well worth it.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Leo, thank you, man. It's always a pleasure having you on the show.
I'm glad that I have this time to come to here. I appreciate you guys giving me this time, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon. That was Leo on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. What a fabulous night this has been.
It really has been.
How do we make it better? We have our longest supporter visit our show twice.
That's it. That's
not
a great
once,
step.
But twice.
Yeah.
Dennis, are you with us, my friend? Hello, my friend.
Hello, Poetry Open Mic. I'm back.
Welcome back, my friend. I'm glad you're with us.
Well, yes, so am I, and what a privilege it is to share with us a family reunion again tonight. I have a poem. The title is The Beauty Within, and it's written in the Rondell form. This is it. The beauty that resides within, it shows itself in caring ways. The acts of kindness one displays, and thoughtful words a poet's pen. To seek what's good, refrain from sin, and be a blessing all your days. The beauty that resides within, it shows itself in caring ways. If you fall down, get up again. Proceed on through life's daily maze. Live not your life for others' praise. You'll find your peace, its origin, the beauty that resides within. The end.
As always, Dennis, thank you for sharing on our show. Thank you for supporting us and drawing new voices into our show. Everything you do for us, I can never, never repay you.
You don't need to, because you overshot what you've given us, so I'll never catch up to you. but I'll try every week.
You know, this is a good partnership between a lot of people to make this happen, and I thank you for your part in it.
Yes, and I'm glad to be a small part of it, and it's a great show. God bless you all.
God bless you, Dennis.
Wow.
I was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. The Poetry State, Michigan.
Yeah.
They just make great poets, musicians.
Does that mean when I like have, I mean like the poetry writing state that I'm really in Michigan? It's kind of like, is this heaven? No, it's Iowa.
Yes.
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 All right. Got it. That's cool.
If you want to become a good musician or poet, just go hang out in Michigan. Drink a couple glasses of water.
There's so many great musicians who came from Michigan.
Both members of ICP are from Michigan.
I stand by my point.
I'm just saying.
They don't think that science is real. Let's just move on.
All right. Nothing's real because I'm dreaming all of this, so it's all right.
Yeah, you're an existentialist.
Let's just stay right in Michigan. Let's go back to Corey for the second time tonight.
Yes, from Michigan as well.
Yes, quite the poet yourself.
Well, thanks for having me on again tonight, guys. This has been a great show.
Thank you.
I have a poem to read, a newer one, called Antioxidants. Give it a spin. Zucchini, bread, muffins, cookies, brownies, so much damn zucchini. Home from another day at the dairy, with the grit still under his nails, my father would tend to his garden, inspecting the blossoms on his vine, stinking of cow manure and drenched with sweat made possible by gallons of sun tea. He replaced the stink of work with the sweet smell of compost. Compost his family took to the pile every night after dinner. We didn't waste in our house. Leftovers were fed to what would become food again. Decomposition was a way of living, a way of growing zucchini. Decomposition was a way of loving. Composting the leftover into something new. My mother hated leftovers. She pitched them to the chickens, and the chickens choked on the plum pit. My dad left the dairy, got a good factory job. He made things that rusted over time. And now, 30 years later, cow shit smells like hope. End poem.
Beautiful ending line. Love it.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. It's been fun.
Corey, I hope we hear from you next week, my friend.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend.
You as well. That was Corey on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. All right.
You know, I think one day we're just going to have to flip that sound effect and do something else.
Yeah?
Really?
That's what I think.
What should we go with?
I don't. Well, not today.
All right.
Figure out something else.
So, without any further ado, because this has got to be really late for her, please welcome back to our show for her second call ever, Lydia. Lydia, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, is it not past your bedtime? You're 10, right?
Yes.
And you're in New Jersey, which means... Did your mom let you stay up late?
No, my dad.
Oh, your dad?
Well, thank you, Dad.
Be sure to thank your father for us, because I am very appreciative he's letting you share a second poem.
Okay.
All right, so what do you have for us this time?
It's a poem called Blue Freedom.
Okay.
I made up. Okay, I'm going to start now. It's, wait a second. I'm trying to get it. Okay. Like a bird soaring high and looking at the big sky, blue freedom like water rushing down, you can act like a silly clown. Nobody can judge you, and you can ask yourself, I really am who? Like a cheetah running free, like a busy buzzing bee, blue freedom like breaking from chains, your life will suddenly change lanes. Looking at your life in the way of blue, the small thing can make your life change from blue to blue. Blue freedom is an important thing. You must always have freedom, or your life will be a disappointing boredom. And that's it.
Now, Lydia, I didn't get to ask you this the last time you were on. How did you hear about our show? And thank you for calling us.
I'm on this website called The Writer's Cafe, and I got the username, and I joined the group.
Oh, the World Poetry Open Mic group there. Yeah. Lydia, yeah. I am so glad you're calling us. Please, please call us more, okay?
Okay, I'll try.
You're a growing poet.
And Lydia?
Yeah?
Please, thank your dad, because I understand how tired you are. But thank you, Dad, for letting her stay up.
Okay. Yeah, he's right next to me right now.
Awesome. Tell him thanks for us.
Yeah, okay, well, bye. I'm really tired.
So. All right, bye-bye.
Bye, Lydia.
Okay, bye. Have a nice night.
Good night.
That was Lydia on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. I gotta say, I'm a dad of a poet. You're a dad of a poet. At 10 years old, would we have stayed up with them for a show like this? I would have.
I would too, yeah. Because it helps them.
But he gets the daddy award for doing that.
Well done, Dad. Well done.
My dad would have been like, stay up, boy. Do your work, whatever. Because my dad was a poet, too, so right. He'd have been like, I'm going to bed, you do whatever you have to do as a poet. So, but he was kind of a Marine that way, too.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So, please welcome our last caller for the return engagement. She is Barbara.
Did your mom let you stay up late?
No, my dad.
Your dad?
Barbara.
We're going to be sitting here for a while if that delay keeps going.
Barbara!
Hello! Barbara! I'm going to start singing to you.
Hello!
Barbara, pick up the phone. Barbara, pick up the phone.
This is the weirdest song I've ever sung in my life.
That's one.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
Somebody shoot that lady a message.
All right. So hold on really quickly.
Jay Todd, what are your plans this weekend?
Well, you know, as a redneck poet, pretty much every weekend during the summer, my wife and I go find some sort of dirt track to go to. And it just so happens there's a new one that opened up in Colorado.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to run out there having what's called an open wheel spectacular. Midgets, everything basically open wheels. We're going to go to the track. Hey, welcome back to the phone. We missed you. We've only been sitting here for about 3 minutes.
I'm listening to Lydia here. There's such a delay.
I know.
You know, it is going, you know, it is like going up to satellites and stuff and down and, you know, in space. So, I mean, I understand.
Oh, I was just listening to Lydia thinking, oh, I'm not on yet.
Oh, no, you've been on for about
a minute
and 25 seconds, yeah, but that's all right.
We've actually been, you know, filling time waiting for you to come to the phone.
No big deal. We're professionals. We handle that.
Don't ever feel like we don't love you.
And I said, oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
No, okay. You had to wait quite a while to get on, so I'm appreciative of that. But, you know, I'm glad that you're going to share one last poem with us tonight.
Yeah, and this is... I don't know if you guys... I'm sure you know what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Couple of days ago and in Virginia, and it cut me to the core. It really did. And that night I had found out three other things happened that same day. I mean, it's like three things like that happened on the same day. And for anyone who doesn't know it, I'm sure everyone knows it, but a crazed maniac guy came into a mall and shot two people. He was a disgruntled employee of the station, and then he went on the highway. He took a video of it, of the shooting, and then he went on the highway and shot himself. And this has kind of been all over the news, but if you didn't know it, this is about that experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's called It Happened Again. In razor sharpness, the horror returned as the news revealed yet more innocents gunned down as if in the throes of a video game. But unlike pawns in those, she and the unaware cameraman filming her were the objects of a crazed and hazy thinking man who stomped into a mall and stalked them like hunted prey, not content to do his deed and let the remnants of it fulminate in his brain, his personal cinema, but sent it out to the world to see as if he were a proud filmmaker sharing the fruits of his labor instead of a crazed, unstable specimen, sad and disturbed, wishing to sear his deed into the minds of all who saw this unseeable video filmed with hands of blood, viciously tainting the memories family members needed to keep of their loved ones since they could never unsee the slime of that day. And knowing their tears would never be seen by the one who caused them, for he had given himself the ultimate filmic ending, using the open highway as his stage, and placing a bullet in his head to obliterate his presence. And why in the mania of his experience did he not stop and wonder why he needed to drag along with him the bodies of two more? And I asked myself, why this scenario, so familiar, you could fill in the blanks, in thousands of events, and had actually occurred several more times this day, the variations adding or subtracting bodies, but always one constant, its smooth metal presence and lethal prowess pointed as the bullets rained into flesh. Why, when there is such an easy answer, why has a madman found a gun and obliterated human beings on his way to erasing his existence from this earth?
Rough subject, well written, Barbara.
Thank you. I'm just like, I'm over this. I'm all over this. I really am just over this. And I think something has to be done, maybe. Just something has to be done to prick the bubbles of some of these people who live in this, oh, we must have a gun. We must have a gun world. And to find out, maybe not just guns, but maybe to find out what is going on that so many people are involved in this. This isn't just the only thing that happened in this country. I mean, there were two other things.
Barbara, there's so many opinions about that. I know a lot of people are really, really concerned about handling the issue. So we hope they really do. Whatever the issue is, we hope that people can get it figured out.
Well, I do appreciate that, Michael. And I actually don't want to get involved in the whole scenario because
sure.
It could be devastating for this program and for me, but I'm just going to say that that's what happens when I get to a point when I just can't take it anymore and I have to write.
Well, we appreciate your work. Thank you, Barbara.
I appreciate you writing out your feelings.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
And I wish a lot of people would write everything out.
Well, I wish they would too, rather than do what they do, but, you know, whatever. And thank you for staying on and waiting for me, because That was kind of crazy.
It was kind of crazy, wasn't it? Well, hey, Barbara, we love you, and thank you so much.
Love you too, guys, and see you next week.
Okay.
And looking forward to next week.
So are we. We'll see you
okay.
next time.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Powerful piece, man.
Yeah, it
you're
was.
You're going to follow that one up, huh?
Yeah, a little bit lighter.
All right.
However, kind of a weird story behind this one. Now, JT was playing a song by Cyndi Lauper as we came into this break, Time After Time, right?
Yes.
Yeah! I had something completely different queued up, and he brought back to memory a girl I knew in junior high school. We both shared a love for Cyndi Lauper, spent lots of time on the phone talking to each other. However, I don't think I ever, at that point in time, confessed how I felt about her.
Oh.
So you fast forward, I don't know, 20, 30 years to now. I find this grip of poems, and in it is this one I wrote in 1987. Once again, up until this date, she had no clue the how I felt about her. I wrote a poem called Ode to Bianca in 1987, and here's how it goes. And then I'll finish my story afterwards. Lying on the lawn, watching the bats fly by. Lying and looking at the stars swirl around the sky. Then, in the darkness, I see your face. And I know that you are with me in my special place. Where I like to hide from my deepest fears. I am happy you have been with me all of these years. You are within my heart and my memories. You ease this lonely man's miseries. Lying on the lawn, late into the night, keeping visions of you well within my sight. Over all these years, you have comforted me, and I do remember you, though you refuse to see. Bianca, you are my soul's inspiration force. Although fate had to take its evil course, and made our lives go separate ways, I know that I will see you again someday. Once again, written in 1987, tucked away into this vault of poems that I didn't think were good enough. And so I'm like, hey, this is actually pretty good. I happen to be friends with her on Facebook now. And I'm like, oh, hey, she might want to read this. Now I got, oh, that's great. And never heard from her again.
Well done.
Yeah, beautiful. Some girls.
You're not supposed to creep them out like that, man.
Yeah. It's not like I'm like standing by a window going, I want to read this to you.
You did, didn't you?
No.
I know you
totally
did. You walked right over
you
there.
You totally did.
She's still in California. And
oh, okay.
You were totally fogging up the...
fogging up her shower's window.
I just want to read a poem. I know it's not weird. It's not that weird, but I just want to read a poem, okay?
Just let it happen.
Just let it happen.
Oh, wow.
Hey, guys. We got this Hadrian Collider here.
Yeah.
Should we pop over for a song?
Sure.
All right. Let's do that. I'm going to get ready here. I'm going to keep packing this up.
All right. And now it's time for Wow.
Woohoo!
I can't believe you still have these after all these years.
I know.
We have these little things. I mentioned the Bogons that are affecting our electronic equipment. Years and years ago, 1999, we had Bogon protectors all over our computers at work. JT and I happened to work with each other.
And work with ourselves.
Well, I work with myself. He works with himself. That's the kind of guys we are. Anyway, no. And he kept them all these years and brought them out just for this occasion. And the board seems to be not acting up at this point.
Something different in here.
Did you expand? Did you make more stalls?
We also changed some of the decor is different in here.
Yeah.
So how many stalls are there now? 50?
Thereabouts. I'm also trying to add in a Millennium Falcon, getting prepped for the wars, man.
You should see the shirt I got him. It says JT, quit Stalin.
Nice.
I'm working on trying to get to 52 stalls. That way I have one for every week of the year.
Nice.
But I may go to 54. That way I have two when I have to clean them all.
What do you do?
in 1 week that makes you need a new stall?
I don't know.
Have you seen what he eats at Applebee's? I know what he does in a week. What he has
I eat exactly the same thing at Applebee's, and I have the same problem.
Yeah.
Well, that's awful.
I have salad. I'll just admit it. Between the salad that I have at Applebee's and then the oatmeal I have every day at work, my doctor's like, God damn it, man, would you eat a steak for once?
Okay.
Your cholesterol is negative.
You know what? You guys really know how to set a mood.
Sorry.
So, Michael.
We're breaking in the new studio.
Yes.
What do you have for us?
Give me a moment. I gotta come back down from this Applebee's gastronomical ridiculousness. Gastrointestinal and gastronomical. Wonderful. That should be the name of a band. All right. Let's just do it. I'm not even going to announce it.
Okay.
All right.
I put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Stop the things you do. I ain't lying. I put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Stop the things you do. Stop the things you do. You.
That was, but it's it not was
you.
Good.
It's not you.
Oh, it wasn't me?
No.
No, it's all
the clicking sound is what I was referring to.
Yeah, the clicking is not you.
I think it's this.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Is it this?
Yes, it's totally you this scratching
my
your
nose.
Face.
It's my nose.
Yes, it is. Okay. It's always
everything's
your nose,
your nose, dude.
You know, it's true. I actually thought the other day, I always had wanted to be like Cyrano de Bergerac. And
yeah.
Just never really happened for me, you know? I got the nose for it.
I think all it was right. pointed out how that ended.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that.
All right. You're not going to do another?
You know, I think that's enough for this week.
I think we're going to let the board cool down.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for tuning in. I urge you to tune in every Friday night, 8 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 o'clock on Saturday in Australia. We are World Poetry Open Mic. For Michael, JT, and myself, we thank you for tuning in. Good night, Robert Mordlin, wherever you're at.